Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
The part where he says, I would do anything to keep playing for this team or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So sign an eight-year, $8 million a year contract for $64 million.
Yeah.
That's all you got to do. It's not that hard.
I'm going to do everything in my power to be a Bruin for a long time.
Except for take a
hometown discount.
That's where you added your spin on it. You editorialized it.
I think that's true, though. I think what they're offering him right now, 8 years, 7.75, he'd get more than that in the free agent market, and I think that
he's
makes
not
his
a free agent.
I know, but I'm saying if he was,
but
that
make
Andy shut up for 2 seconds.
No, because you're putting these like this misinformation.
It's
out
not
there.
Misinformation.
He's not a free agent.
I didn't say he was a free agent.
Okay,
I'm
so it doesn't matter if he was.
I'm talking about his value. What his value would be.
His value changes if he's a free agent.
If he was a free agent, his value would be higher than 7.75.
So I don't need to know his free agent value.
What do you mean you don't need to know it? They're signing him right now.
He's not a free agent.
They're offering him a contract.
He's a restricted free agent.
And this is the way that he's negotiating.
But if he were a free agent, he'd be a free agent. And that would be his value.
Jesus Christ, you are ridiculous.
He's a restricted free agent.
I know what he is, Andy. I know what he is.
That's like saying if he had five Stanley Cups,
what do you think he's negotiating for? He's saying, well, I'm only a restricted free agent, so I should only ask for $8 million, 7.75.
Yeah, that's how it works.
I should just take that because I'm a restricted free agent.
That's how it works.
And I shouldn't ask for any more money because it doesn't matter what I think I'm valued.
So Tristan Casas
because I'm not actually a free agent right now. You sound like a bozo when you say that.
No, I think you sound like a bozo when you don't speak properly.
Never ever advocate for themselves. I am speaking properly.
He's not a free agent.
I didn't say he was a goddamn free agent, you moron.
So then there's no point in saying it.
Stop talking. Just stop talking.
Why?
I didn't say that he was a free agent. I'm saying his value, which is what he's negotiating for right now, is he's doing that based on what it would be if he was a free agent. So this would be
useless.
A hometown discount.
No.
That's what this offer is.
This would be a restricted free agent contract.
Which would be a hometown discount. Because it's less than what he would make
that
if he was
no
a free
sense.
Agent. Yes,
he's
it does.
He's not a free agent.
I know he's not a free... Jesus!
Then why would
you're
it
like
matter?
You're like a two-year-old.
No, I'm actually very intelligent, and you're not making
you're
any
not
sense.
You're not very intelligent.
So Tristan Casas should ask
what the
for the
hell
same
does Tristan Casas have to do with anything?
Now I'm going
to
tell you to shut up and let me speak for a minute.
Okay. Tristan Casas is a baseball player.
If he were
Tristan
a free
Casas
agent,
doesn't play hockey. Tristan Casas is a baseball
were a free
player.
Agent,
isn't this fun when people interrupt with non sequiturs?
If you could tell me to be quiet,
that have
I can
nothing
tell you
to do
to be
with
quiet.
Anything. Fine, but you're being ridiculous.
No, I'm not.
Yes,
I'm
you
trying
are.
To play your game here.
You don't think that this is a hometown discount?
No, I don't.
Okay, well then
I don't
we disagree.
And I also don't think it matters if he was a free agent because he's not a free agent. Just like Tristan Casas is going to be offered a deal based on taking it early before he's a free agent.
Because
once you're a free
and
agent,
he's probably
going to
turn it down, you idiot. What do you think he's going to take this thing?
Why are we calling names?
Because you're being ridiculous.
You're being an idiot.
You're being ridiculous.
Like, this is the dumbest argument you've ever had.
It's not dumb at all.
Because you're angry for something, and I don't know why.
I'm telling you with Jeremy Swayman in the way that he's negotiating.
And like he's a free agent.
And you're saying, well, he shouldn't do that because he's not a free agent. What do you think
he's doing? Is he a free agent?
What do you think his agent is doing right now?
Is he a free agent?
No, of course not.
Okay, so
he's going to be on next year. He's a restricted free agent now.
And that's his value next year.
And he's negotiating for what he thinks he deserves.
That's his value next year.
Which is what you would get on the free agent market.
As a restricted. He's not a free agent. That's not how that works. That's not how business works.
You keep saying that over and over if you really think it's such a strong argument.
It's the facts.
Is it?
It's a very strong argument because when you have
facts. It has nothing to do with what I'm talking about.
So then why do guys sign early for less money?
He's not doing that, Andy.
No, the point is
he doesn't want to sign for less money.
That's how it works.
He doesn't want to sign for less money.
You're not a free agent. Free agents cost more. When you reach free agency, you make more.
Well, everyone should have thought of that before they traded all their leverage and before they made him their number one guy.
Okay, that's a separate issue.
It's not a separate issue because that's how he's negotiating.
He's not a free agent.
You're being ridiculous about
this. If that's the case, now I see why Cam Neely's so pissed.
Why?
Because if he says, if I were a free agent.
Take whatever offer I give him, no matter what, and they should never complain because they're not free agents. That's what you should do?
He's not a free agent.
I know he's not a free agent. Jesus Christ.
Well, you
I know he's not a free agent.
Like it matters.
It does matter.
It does not matter.
Because it sets their value and it sets what they think. And if he holds out and doesn't play, the Bruins are porked. And it doesn't matter that he's not a free agent.
And if he's porked too because he doesn't get paid and he doesn't play.
It's bad for everybody.
Porked.
I agree with that.
Right,
it's bad for everybody.
That. So maybe he should realize he's not a free agent. And I don't know that he's making the argument you are. Because I don't think they're dumb enough to make that argument. They are not free agents. So you can't argue, if I were a free agent. That's not how it works.
If you say, if I was a free agent and I think I could make $9.5 million, but I'll settle for $8.5 million, that's still coming down a little bit.
Oh, okay.
If that's what he thinks he'd make on the open market.
If he wants.
And I think he'd make plenty. I think he'd absolutely get that on the open market.
He might.
I know he's not a free agent.
How
you
come
don't,
no
please
one's offered him anything
again.
Now?
I don't know that anyone's not offered him anything yet.
There's
I don't know that.
Been no offers reported.
I think there's only four teams that even could offer him something, and it's very late in the process. So maybe there's people putting stuff together right now.
Maybe
I have no idea.
But
I don't know what's going on yet.
No one has offered him anything that
As
we know of.
3 days ago,
right?
This wasn't even something that they may have even thought was possible. Now they probably do, and we'll see. Maybe there's trades getting worked on. Maybe there's offers being put out. I have no idea. You don't know that.
Well, I know it hasn't been reported.
I know nothing's
like
been reported.
Most angles have been reported.
Sure.
There's plenty of information and sources out there.
Sure.
And not just here.
But there's only four teams that can do it. If he's a free agent, any team can make an offer.
Sure.
Right.
But he's not a free agent.
I understand he's not a free agent.
I don't know why
agent,
you keep
Andy.
Bringing that up.
Because that's
we can have
the
that
way,
argument
that's
next
the
year.
Angle he's negotiating from.
Okay,
and I think that
then
that's
I understand why the
that's
Bruins
an important
are pissed.
Part of this.
I understand why the Bruins are pissed.
Well, the Bruins should
if you
go,
want to pretend
go
you're
cry
a free
about
agent.
It then if they want to. Like, I mean, they gave away all their leverage. Now you have to talk to him
right.
As though he was a free agent.
They, in good faith, did a lot of things. I'm not sure where his faith is. He says that's a good quote you read. He talks a good game, but he hasn't lived up to it at all.
I don't think
they
the
have
Bruins
shown
have
their faith.
I don't think they have.
Well, they could have made him a 2-year restricted free agent, $3.5 million. He could be locked up right
sure.
now at a very low number. And then guess what he would be next year?
A free agent.
Absolutely.
And he would be out of here.
And that's fine. That
Is
would
that
be
fine?
Right.
You think that's fine? I don't think that's fine. I think the Bruins should keep him. I think the Bruins should try and keep him here.
And
if they had done that, if they had given him a crappy arbitration deal like you're saying, then he would have left. And I think now they have a chance to keep him here, keep him happy at a reasonable deal, less than he would make if he was a free agent, which is the angle he's negotiating from, which is where he came up with $9.5 million or whatever it is. And that's where we are right now. And that's the angle he's negotiating. I can't believe you don't understand this.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah, I think that there is nothing simpler to me that if I'm the Bruins and you say, if I were a free agent, I'd say, you're not. We're done talking here. Like, don't keep bringing
talking.
That up.
You don't have a goalie. Good luck missing the
right.
playoffs.
And you
Bruins,
don't have a paycheck.
Have a great time. Fine.
And that's where I think it may have gone.
All right.
Because that is
it's not good
a
for the Bruins either.
Argument.
The Bruins taking that angle and that stance on it's bad for them too.
Right, but they can play.
Sure.
And they may have a goalie they believe in.
Maybe
I have
they
no
do.
Idea.
Maybe they
Maybe
do.
Maybe they believe goalie Bob is going to work his magic and they're going to win games.
All right. And you can have fun with Corpus Allen with his .890 save percentage and goalie Bob coaching.
And
him
all
up.
The simulations say they got like a 50-50 shot to make the playoffs. They can be a playoff team and Swayman can sit home and collect dust.
If they still had Allmark, I'd agree with you. And they could be able to throw that back at him and say, you're not a free agent. We're not going to pay you what you think you deserve because we still have this leverage. They don't have that anymore. And that's part of the reason why these negotiations are going the way they are.
And that's the reason
Swayman has.
They showed good faith in the restricted free agent contract, out of arbitration.
Mm-hmm.
They showed good faith by trying to trade Allmark. They showed good faith by trading Allmark. And it seems the good faith has not been returned by Swayman.
Trading Allmark only is good faith if you end up making Swayman whole. You don't just give the guy extra work to do and then not pay him more. That's not good faith. I'm sorry.
Well, they're paying him more.
Yeah, fine. 6.25 was their opening offer, yeah, and they want all this credit for coming up to 7? Like, that's not... I'm sorry. I'm not falling for that.
And he came down from 10.
Yeah.
They both did the traditional negotiation. I think they both expected to land in the 8s, so they started separate. I don't know which order they came in, because somebody had to make an offer first, right?
Yes. Course.
So 6 and 10, I don't know the order of operations here, expecting to land at 8. Because I think the Bruins expected to land at 8 because that's how much cap room they have.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they intentionally did that to
Well, they made
sort
all these other moves before they took care of Swayman. So that was their fault doing it in that order. They didn't have to go out and sign all those guys before they dealt with Swayman. They could have done that first.
The one thing
And that would have probably made a lot more sense than dragging it out like this. They look stupid.
The one thing we've agreed on is that they misread the player and his desire to be here and his attitude in this negotiation. Right?
I agree with that.
They thought he
would roll right over like the other guys all did. Yes.
Well, roll over puts a certain tone on it. I think they thought he would play ball. And then they realized, oh, he's not going to play ball here. Right? Because he's playing ball. Right now, he's literally not playing ball.
I mean,
they said,
right
we're
now,
taking
yeah.
our ball, we're going home, and we'll tell you if we're going
to
come back.
Fine, but they also didn't talk to him for 3 weeks, so maybe they weren't playing a lot of ball either.
They
here,
denied
you know?
That.
Okay.
If you believe their words.
All right, you believe their words, you believe
I mean,
his
they're
words.
On the record.
We can all believe everyone's words,
right.
I guess.
I mean, if they're on the record in
he
a press conference,
like,
I give
them... He also was like, ah, it's 3 weeks, and it was like 2 weeks is what Whitney said, but
sure.
either way.
What, and they all...
They do like to nitpick, and they do like to
Both
round up, and they do like to
Both sides have done the nitpicking.
I agree.
$64 million, well, it was really 62. Four or whatever the hell the number is.
Right.
In my mind, that's $64 million. I would have rounded up too. That's
but
what
you don't understand what I say when I say that Swayman and the entire angle of negotiation that he's taking is what I would be worth if I was out on the open market right now. I want you to pay me something close to what I'd be making I was out there for any team to have right now. Like you don't understand that that's the angle that they're taking. You don't
and
see that?
If that is the angle they're taking, I understand why the Bruins are so
okay,
mad.
But you don't think that that's the angle they're taking?
They might be. And I think it's stupid.
You don't see that?
I'm with Cam Neely. That's stupid.
That's not
stupid.
He
didn't say that,
think.
But that's stupid.
I mean, if you're an athlete and you're trying to max out on
you
your value.
You can ask for whatever you want.
Right.
It makes no sense. Logically, you're not
and
a free
And the Bruins can offer whatever they want. And
sure.
he can refuse whatever the offer is, which
well,
is what he's been
now.
Doing. I mean, that's, you know, come on. Like, anybody can do anything if that's what we're talking. I'm just saying. You have
so
to
what
understand.
What if the Bruins said, if you were a first-year player, this is what we'd offer you? What if they did that? If you were a first-year player, I don't know what the minimum in the NHL is. Let's say it's $875,000.
First year before he's done anything?
No. If you're allowed
After
to pretend he's
year.
A free agent, what if they just pretend he's a first-year player?
I mean, that's very, very different. You don't think?
Say, I don't. It's pretending you're something you're not.
No, it's
We know
different.
What you are.
He's
you're
one year
a
away,
restricted
he's one
free
year
agent
away from being a free agent.
With no Vezina, no cup, and a losing record in the postseason.
A first-year player
Those
is
are all
nothing.
Facts.
A first-year player has no resume whatsoever.
See, so you can make a hypothetical for your side, but they can't make a hypothetical
for theirs. The one I'm talking about is very similar to what he is right now. What you're talking about
he's not
is
a
irrelevant.
Free agent.
He's about to be. He's a year away from being a free agent, okay. and he's trying to
and
sign a contract now.
He's 3 years removed from being a first-year
okay,
player
Okay, but that has nothing to do with him being a first-year player. A first-year player comes
value.
Into the league, they have no leverage, they have nothing.
Okay, and he's not a free agent.
They have no resume, they have
so
nothing
he's a
to
free
even
agent.
Lean on. No, it's not. Okay. He's not a free agent.
So then
agent.
I don't care what he thinks he's worth as a free agent.
If the Bruins had come to him and said, hey, we're going to negotiate negotiate with you as though you were a first-year player, you don't think the Bruins would be being absolutely insanely
if they were
irrational?
Trying to prove a point like I'm trying to prove, I think they would
all
be
all right, well, your point's not
it.
Very strong, I got
to
say.
I know, it's, neither it's, is yours.
My point
but
is
you
very,
tend to beat your head against the wall and not acknowledge when there is actual information returned.
What information?
That he's not a free agent.
I never said he was a freaking free agent, you bozo.
Jesus. You said he's negotiating like he's a free agent.
He is.
Okay, well, he's not.
You can't deny that. You can't deny that's the way he's negotiating.
No, I have no idea what he would negotiate as a free agent because he's so overblown his value of himself as a restricted free agent.
I don't think he has.
I think he'd ask for the moon, the stars, and everything in between if he was actually a free agent.
If he was a free agent, he'd be getting big offers from other teams.
Maybe.
That's the truth. I mean, if he was a free agent right now and any team could take a stab at him, I think the 7.75, whatever he's being offered by the Bruins, would be a tiny number. I think he'd probably get upwards of $9 million.
So not 10, where he started
probably
asking.
Not 10. No, I don't think
and
so.
And not the highest
there's only two
ever.
Guys making 10, but with the cap going up, I think he'd probably get around 9. Yeah, I'd say that. Upward between $8.5 million, $9 million, maybe upwards of $9 million, which is considerably more than what the Bruins are offering and what he says his value is and what he's trying to hold out for. And I think that's obvious. I don't.
Well, I mean, it's $8 million.
I guess
million.
I'm banging my head against the wall here, but I just feel like this
are.
Is all pretty obvious.
And
stuff.
I'm guessing at some point we'll have a chance to read the text line in the Twitch chat and they'll call us idiots.
Well, the Twitch chat was taking bets on whether Arkin was going to slip and drop an F bomb, so I just would like
to
applaud.
I came pretty close.
You
a couple
did.
Of times
you did.
There.
I'm not
going to
lie. I was hoping.
Yep. And
I was kind of hoping.
I was right there. I was right on the edge.
Yeah, they were right.
He was getting fired up.
And they were taking bets on if you guys would swing at each other.
Oh, no.
Nah. Never.
I mean, I would never swing at
too
him.
Far away.
He's Mr. Bar Fight, so he could take a swing at me anytime.
No,
I he's got a history.
Someone's got to get physical. I mean, I don't swing on people, but yeah, no. Yeah,
dumb and dumber here.
Also, we're too far away. I don't have that kind of reach.
Well, you could dive across the table.
No, Andy doesn't have that kind of reach.
Well, that was.
He's not exactly 7'6 either.
Unnecessary, but. Also true.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.